$50 million for hurricane barrel, derecho debris removal. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Speaker Dade Phelan, Controller Glenn Hagar, Senate Finance Committee Chair Joan Huffman, and House Appropriations Chair Dr. Greg Bonin today announced the approval of $50 million to help Texas communities with debris removal across disaster-declared counties impacted by Hurricane Beryl and the derecho storm that hit Houston in May 2024. Working with Controller Glenn Hagar, this emergency funding is made available from the General Revenue, GR, Account 549, the Waste Management Account, to be used for previous and current debris removal costs and similar activities. As Southeast Texas recovers from devastating severe weather this summer, Texas continues working to support local communities as they rebuild and move forward from Hurricane Beryl and the derecho storm, said Governor Abbott. As many across the country experience a lack of and delayed funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Texas is providing $50 million in emergency funds to assist impacted communities in their ongoing efforts to remove debris. I thank my legislative and state partners for helping to quickly make these funds available for our fellow Texans. Working together, Texas will ensure that our communities have the necessary resources to prepare, respond, and recover from severe weather. Hurricane Beryl and the derecho left several counties with extensive debris removal costs, so as Legislative Budget Board co-chair, I fully support making funds available to help pay these costs, said Lieutenant Governor Patrick. In the wake of natural disasters, Texans know best how to help Texans. This money will ease the burden for our neighbors across the affected areas in East and Southeast Texas and the Houston area. The state of Texas is stepping up in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl and the derecho to provide meaningful support as Houston and other impacted communities, including some within my district in Southeast Texas, continue to recover, said Speaker Phelan. Texans affected by these recent natural disasters face overwhelming challenges as they remove debris from their communities, and this funding will go a long way to help rebuild their homes and businesses. I want to thank Governor Abbott, Texas emergency management officials, and our local and state partners for their tireless work addressing the needs of those impacted. We stand ready to ensure all affected communities have access to these funds in an expeditious manner. In the aftermath of storms like these, questions about funding can lead to significant delays in recovery efforts and timelines, said Controller Hagar. These delays can have disastrous long-term ramifications for local and regional economies. I am proud to work with Governor Abbott and legislative leadership to ensure these communities have the resources they need to navigate the difficult road to full recovery and get Texans, their families, and their businesses back on their feet. The state of Texas is stepping up to provide immediate financial assistance to our communities recovering from Hurricane Beryl and the derecho storm, said Senator Huffman, chair of the Senate Finance Committee. Our state will continue to maintain a balanced budget and conservative fiscal policies to ensure that we can support our communities when they need it most. As a representative of a coastal community that has faced the devastation of hurricanes firsthand, I know how critical immediate recovery efforts are for local families and businesses, said Dr. Bonin, chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Once again, Texas is stepping up to fill the void left by the federal government's delays, ensuring our citizens get the help they need to rebuild and move forward. In most cases, cities and counties in impacted areas are responsible for costs associated with debris removal until federal aid is available to reimburse a portion of those expenses. With a lack of available funding at the Federal Emergency Management Agency and delayed reimbursements for eligible expenses, the state of Texas has taken immediate action to provide critical assistance to impacted communities across 122 counties and help alleviate the burden as they continue to rebuild. The funds announced today for debris removal will be administered by Texas Division of Emergency Management with assistance from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.